Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're pulling back the curtain a bit on artificial intelligence.
Right.
Specifically, how it's quietly changing our digital world, how businesses figure out what you, the user, actually want.
Yeah, getting what you want. Sometimes, maybe even before you know you want it.
Exactly.
Our goal today is really to dig into this whole area called user intent optimization. We're drawing heavily from the source. Use AI to optimize for user intent, a universal approach.
Okay.
And what's really key here, I think, isn't just that AI personalizes things. We sort of know that it's how it seems to predict what you're after, even the unspoken stuff.
Uh-huh.
This universal approach idea means these core AI methods are helping everyone from, you know, Netflix down to maybe even your local shop anticipate what you'll do next.
Right.
And get this kind of intent prediction. It's apparently boosting customer retention by like upwards of 20% for some of the big players.
Wow. Okay. 20%. That's a serious number. So let's break this down a bit. What exactly is user intent optimization and how is AI actually enhancing the user experience here? Predicting needs. How?
Well, what's really fascinating is how AI is acting like a sophisticated digital mind reader, in a way.
Okay.
It's not just reacting to the words you type, it's trying to anticipate.
Yeah.
The main benefits AI brings here are pretty significant.
Like?
Well, deep personalization, for one. Content that's genuinely tweaked based on your specific behavior, which leads to more efficiency, less time searching for you. And these powerful predictive insights, where AI actually tries to guess your next question or need.
So it feels more relevant.
Exactly. That drives enhanced engagement. Interactions feel like they're made just for you.
Mm.
And for businesses, it means smarter, data-driven decisions. Plus, it's always learning continuous improvement. AI refines things based on how your needs change over time.
Okay, so to really get this, we need to peek under the hood, right? What are the actual AI engines making this happen? What's driving this predictive ability?
Yeah, good question. You can think of it as maybe three key layers of intelligence working together.
Okay.
So at the base level, you've got machine learning. It wades through huge amounts of data, your clicks, scrolls, searches, everything.
Your digital breadcrumb.
Precisely. Finding subtle patterns that show your real interest, not just what you typed, but what your actions imply.
Uh-huh.
Then there's natural language processing, or NLP. This is the translator, you could say. It goes beyond keywords to figure out the intent behind slang, maybe even emojis, the nuances.
So it gets the difference between buy cheap flights and maybe I need a quick, affordable beach trip.
Exactly, that kind of subtlety. And then the third layer is predictive analytics. It takes all that history and analysis.
And tries to forecast what you'll do next.
Right. Keeps businesses sort of one step ahead.
And we definitely feel this stuff in action every day. Can you give us some solid real-world examples?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about Netflix. Their algorithms are constantly analyzing what you watch, how long, what you skip.
To give you those recommendations that just hook you in.
Totally. It boosts their retention massively.
Right.
Spotify does something similar with playlists based on your listening habits, right? Mm-hmm. Keeps you engaged, keeps you subscribed.
Yeah.
And then there's the giant, Amazon. Using AI for those super relevant product suggestions based on your browsing, that directly drives sales and loyalty.
Right.
Even things like AI-driven chatbots using NLP, they give you instant context-aware answers, which just makes the whole customer service experience smoother.
That kind of deep personalization sounds incredibly useful, but does it ever get a bit creepy? Or maybe it just traps you in a bubble, only showing you things it thinks you want.
Yeah, that's a really important point, a valid concern for sure. The goal is hyper-relevance. But AI-driven intent stuff does have its challenges.
Such as?
Well, for businesses, data privacy is massive. Users are way more aware of their data rights now. So things like GDPR compliance, absolutely critical for trust.
Yeah.
Then there's just needing huge amounts of good quality data to train these AI models properly. Collecting and managing that is a big job.
Resource intensive.
Definitely.
Oh.
And of course, the sheer complexity of human language, understanding dialects, slang, sarcasm, all the subtle stuff, that's a constant hurdle for NLP.
Mm.
Plus the whole ethical AI side, avoiding bias.
Makes sense. So looking ahead then, what's coming down the pipeline? What are the sort of current and future trends in this area?
We're seeing some really interesting developments. The integration of AI with voice search is a big one, obviously, as we all talk to our devices more.
Mm.
AI has to get really good at understanding spoken intent.
Right, understanding nuances in speech.
Exactly. Another major trend is real-time personalization. AI adjusting things instantly based on what you're doing right now.
Wow.
And finally, using more contextual data like your location, the time of day, your past interactions to fine-tune responses even further, make them even more relevant.
So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway? It really feels like AI is fundamentally changing how we engage online. Delivering this super personalized content leads to happier users, more loyalty.
Yeah, I think if we connect it to the bigger picture, AI's impact here isn't just about making things efficient for businesses. It's potentially about building more genuine connections, delivering experiences that feel truly bespoke, tailored just for you.
Mm-hmm.
It adapts to your needs, creating this feeling of, well, being understood.
Okay, so a final thought for you listening. As this AI-driven personalization gets better and better, how might that change your own expectations for all your digital interactions? Will you start expecting everything to just know what you want, even before you ask? Something to think about.